I'm Russ White for MSU Today. Associate Justice Sonia Sotomayor of the United States Supreme Court will be visiting the East Lansing MSU community this month as part of the 2018 One Book, One Community program. Sotomayor's memoir, My Beloved World, is this year's One Book, One Community selection.
Yeah, so One Book, One Community is kind of exactly what it says. It's a chance to gather the East Lansing community and the MSU student and faculty staff community around one book and kind of come together and have a conversation about these important topics as we look at one specific read, and then kind of from that have different programs and activities that engage people in conversation with people they might not otherwise talk to.
That's MSU's Joy Shantz. How is the book chosen each year?
So we have a committee made up of people that represent the university, like myself, and the city, like Michael, and the community as well. And so we try to come together and brainstorm what are topics that people are talking about, what are topics people should be talking about, and how can we kind of choose a book and also an author specifically who will come and really address that and get students excited and get community members excited. So we go through many different books and many different ideas. We do a lot of reading, speed reading, and come to a decision. And this year was probably the easiest ever when we were able to get the author that we have.
So this year we have Sonia Sotomayor coming. She's a U.S. Supreme Court Justice. We're really excited. This is a pretty special thing to have a Supreme Court Justice coming to the East Lansing MSU community, and the community seems really excited about it too. So the name of her book is My Beloved World, and it's kind of her coming of age. It's a memoir. It's a coming of age story, so she talks a lot about her childhood and her family and just going through school and kind of what led her to becoming a Supreme Court Justice. She kind of ends the book with, you know, becoming a Supreme Court Justice. So it's very much about like her path to becoming who she is today.
That's Michael Fry from the city of East Lansing. Shantz adds that this is not a book about how Supreme Court cases are decided.
Yeah, I think that what's unique about it is she even says in the book, this isn't a book to tell you how I make my decisions or why I make the choices or vote the way I do. Instead, this is about me and this is about my life. And she shares that she's much more vulnerable than many other in her type of position who write memoirs and stories about their lives. So I think she really does open herself up to this is my family, this is my life, these are maybe mistakes I made on the way. And I think that that really will speak especially to students as they're kind of entering their freshman year at MSU and to the rest of campus and the community as well, that just seeing her be open and vulnerable will hopefully encourage people to share their stories and kind of learn from their experiences as well.
There's a number of events that students and community members can both attend. And I think just the idea is that we're all reading the same book, and it's hopefully the events are spurring conversations. So in that way, I think that it helps to bring the community together. And then there's other like smaller events. So we have our author events, but then there's smaller events that people can attend as well.
Kind of the big kickoff event will be at the East Lansing High School on Sunday, August 26th at 6 p.m. So that's going to be a question and answer session with Justice Sotomayor. And so people have submitted questions ahead of time and they were open to the community. So people were able to ask their burning questions and then come and hear her answer them. So that will be just a conversation with her that evening on Sunday night. So that's the main event that everyone is welcome to attend. The other events are on campus, so she'll speak at the freshman academic welcome in the Breslin Center on Monday morning, and then there will be a student Q&A following that where students had a chance to submit their specific questions. So she really has made herself accessible in terms of we get to ask the questions and then hear her answers. So it's the community kind of speaking for itself and saying, you know, Justice Sotomayor, this is what we want to hear you speak to. So I think that makes it very genuine, a very genuine conversation between us and her.
In addition to the events that Joy just mentioned, there will also be a writing workshop. I think that that's pretty much full, but there might still be a few spots left. And there's also going to be some film showings and some other events as well at our library. So lots of opportunity to talk about the book and talk about Justice Sotomayor. So for the kickoff event, some important things for people to know is that the event is going to be Sunday, August 26th at 6 p.m. at the East Lansing High School. The doors will open at 5 p.m. community members, it's a free event, but community members will be seated on a first-come, first-served basis. We do have a simulcast set up in the cafeteria at the high school for in the event of an overflow crowd. There will be metal detector screening at the entrance, and no bags, backpacks, or purses will be permitted. And also, just keep in mind that there won't be pictures, flash photography, or recordings will not be permitted as well.
My personal favorite thing I took from the book was she writes a lot about how every person that you meet has something they can teach you or something you can really learn from them and gain from knowing them. And so I hope that especially new students coming to campus have that kind of outlook, that they're coming here, they're starting this new phase of their life, and what can they learn from every person they meet, no matter how different they may seem from them. And that extends into the community. You know, we hope that students don't just make their home on campus, but make their home in the East Lansing community. So I hope that that's a takeaway people find.
I guess just the importance of education was a key highlight throughout the book. Her, Sonia Sotomayor's mom, stresses that a lot with her growing up, and that's a great takeaway for students, is just to educate yourself. And, you know, if she came from, you know, it's kind of a rags to riches story. She came from a very poor part of New York, and she, you know, with her brains and her hard work, she was able to really make something of herself. So people can get more information about the program at our One Book website. It's onebookeastlansing.com, and we have a list of events on that page and some more information about the book.
Again, that's onebookeastlansing.com for more information on Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor's visit to East Lansing next week to discuss her memoir, My Beloved World. The One Book, One Community program encourages the East Lansing, Michigan State University community to read the same book and come together to explore its themes and issues at a variety of campus and community events each fall. The selected book is widely read on and off campus and is a required reading for all incoming freshmen. The highlight of the program is the visit by the author to the community in the fall. One Book, One Community is one of the first community reading programs to bring together the students of a major university and the residents of its surrounding community. And again, the 2018 book is My Beloved World by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, and all the relevant details are at onebookeastlansing.com. I'm Russ White for MSU Today, and thank you for listening to MSU Today. To hear more MSU Today content and selections from today's show, visit the MSU Today section at wkar.org.